Jess in with you this morning. It's time to talk sport with Mitchell Hughes from NBN News in Newcastle. Mitch, how are you doing this morning?
Awesome, Jess. Enjoying the last bit of sunshine, apparently, before 4 or 5 days' worth of rain.
Yeah, and you've just been out at training with the Newcastle Knights, and Mitchell Pearce is back, as are a couple of other players.
Yeah, so we were out there for an 8 o'clock press conference, and I was saying to the Knights that if it wasn't for the fact that I've got 8-month-old twins, I would have told them to shove an 8 o'clock press conference. But these days I'm up a lot earlier than that, so more than happy to get out there and have a chat. But, yeah, Mitchell Pearce was back for his first day of pre-season, looking very refreshed. His fiancée has opened up a business, and he's been heavily involved in that. So it's a very different off-season for him versus the years, I guess, where it would have just been a matter of, taking a bit of downtime. So he's been quite busy, but comes back with a lot of motivation, a lot of talk over the off-season of him leaving the club, being linked with the Roosters, and he basically just said, and one of the first question or two was, absolute rubbish. I never had anything to do with the Roosters in terms of contacting them or them contacting me. I was never intending to leave Newcastle. I love it. I want to be here. And I did put to him that, is this the biggest year of your career, essentially? Is this going to be a career-defying year? Because a lot of people questioning how much longer he's got in the game. And he said he really hopes it is a career-defining year. He hopes he can take the Knights as far as possible, if not to a premiership. And, at this stage, they're looking good. Obviously, there's lots of good additions to the club. And someone else we spoke to was David Clemmer. He obviously played really well for the Knights, but got overlooked by Brad Fittler for the Origin team. And, that's obviously going to be a huge motivation for him going forward. He's going to be camping at the bit to get back out there, trying to prove that the Blues should have picked him. And considering they lost, obviously, they probably could have done worse than having David Clemmer out there. But he's also talked about how they want him to be more of a mentor, and they want him to have more of a voice now that he's an experienced player on and off the field. So, we'll have those interviews on the news tonight, and plenty in it, and good to see those guys back. They've got about 6 or 7 sessions until they'll be off for Christmas for a week or two, and then back into it. And before you know it, we'll be talking about pre-season trials for the NRL.
Fantastic. And the Newcastle Jets have had a busy week too. They've been travelling north up the coast.
Yeah, absolutely. So part of their pre-season program, they go up to the north coast every year. This year, normally they would take in more of the state. I think they normally take in Tamworth and Armidale, but this year, because of COVID, trying to limit themselves a bit. They did a coaching clinic in Port Macquarie on Tuesday, and then they've headed up to Coffs Harbour to base themselves up there. Another coaching clinic this afternoon in Coffs, and then they'll get ready for their pre-season friendly against the Brisbane Roar on Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Plenty happening behind the scenes with the Jets. Talk about Matt Miller, the guy they loaned to an English club overseas, whether he'll be back or not for the start of the season. Bernie Abini, still no real concrete word on whether or not he'll be playing for the Jets. Still hasn't been turning up to training, so still plenty happening with the Jets, but they're very much, the other players are very much looking forward to the preseason clash this Saturday afternoon against the Brisbane Roar. Done pretty well so far in preseason. A narrow loss to the Mariners, and then a 3-3 draw against MacArthur, the new club, and a 3-3 draw against Melbourne City behind closed doors at McDonald Jones Stadium. So it'd be interesting to see how they go against the Brisbane Roar this Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it doesn't look like they seem to be having any problems scoring the goals. I noticed there were some stories through the week that their defence is possibly something that needs to have a bit more of a focus on.
Yeah, which is interesting because, like, out of their attack, they've got lots and lots of new players, and basically the new players are starting to gel, and obviously they're finding the goals. But the funny thing is the defence is actually quite established because you've got veteran players Nikolai Tobol-Stanley and Nigel Bogart in the middle, and then you've got guys like Johnny Katrumbas and Jason Hoffman playing alongside them. But I think, more of the season comes, the one thing they couldn't do last year was score goals in their bad patch, so they're actually scoring goals. But it's all going to hinge on, a new coach too, on what system he wants to play. So we're hearing that the ownership situation should be solved, we hope, we think, by maybe this weekend. An announcement could be made Saturday, Sunday or Monday. Mm. And once that happens, we expect a new coach to be appointed within days. That new coach comes in, he gets to put his stamp on the club and what kind of style they're going to play in the new season going ahead. And he'll have all of about 18 days to put his stamp on the club before round one against the Mariners in Gosford.
No pressure at all. And lastly this morning, let's talk local Big Bash cricket.
Yeah, so the Newcastle competition obviously takes in clubs in the Lower Hunter, but has expanded in its fourth year to take in some clubs from Maitland and the Lower Valley. And interestingly, in its fourth season, they've started implementing the marquee system where you can bring in a couple of players. And Toronto was lucky to have a relationship with the Manly Premier League club down in Sydney. And they had a guy who originally was from the Central Coast slash sort of Swansea, Lake Macquarie area. And, yeah, his name's Jay Lenton, has been the wicketkeeper for the Sydney Thunder in the Big Bash, the national competition. And he was talking to some old friends that play for Toronto and just saying, look, if I don't get a gig in the Big Bash, I'll come and play for you guys. So a pretty big name to get in the local competition. And he's still holding out, hoping he might get a bit of a gig in the Big Bash. But if not, he'll line up for Toronto in the Newcastle T20 Summer Bash and just adds a bit more credibility to the competition. A lot of guys playing have just predominantly been from Newcastle, but there's guys that are returning from Sydney to play, and it's nice to see the local comp getting a bit more cred, and, you know, there'll be people coming in and out, and hopefully it gives them a bit more of a shop window to hopefully get some gigs down in Sydney and push for a few more of our cricketers, because at this stage we've pretty much got Jason Sanger, who's a Newcastle-bred guy, playing in the New South Wales setup, and it's been a long time between drinks since we've had a Test cricketer or a T20 Australian squad member. So hopefully this comp can keep growing and we get a few more guys showing their wares, and we'll have a few guys to cheer on in the national setup in years to come.
That'll be awesome. Well, Mitch, plenty going on. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Jess.
You can get all of your latest local news and your sport, of course, by tuning in to NBN News every night from 6.